And time now for another round of Talking Books. Victor and I joined on the phone today by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org. Of course, for more on them and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, they've got their own concert series coming up at University Place next month, every Thursday through the month of September, beginning on the 9th. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. So what's going on at the library this week?
Well, you know, we're sort of in a holding pattern with our reopening plans and the Delta variant. We continue to be open for browsing, but we're not quite ready to, you know, put the furniture back on the floor and reopen the study rooms and the meeting room. So we're, like everybody else, we're hanging in there and, you know, watching to see what comes next.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that we know is coming in just a couple of days, we've got, well, today is back to school day for UNC, first day of class on campus. And then the school districts, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County School, is getting back underway next week Monday, right?
That's right. You know, I think any town when school starts back up feels different. And certainly college towns when the students come back and all of that starts going really feels different. So it's a nice time, the end of one season and the beginning of the next.
And I was going to ask how, like, what back to school time means for you at the library, but it's going to be a completely different year this year than usual. So there is no normal this time around.
That's right. That's right. One thing that we will continue to do, and I was just talking with someone about this earlier on a phone call, is we have a great program called the IDEA Project, and it's a partnership with the schools, with Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools, and we basically have an agreement to share data, and what that means is we merge records, and every student, staff, and faculty member of Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools can use their student ID number as their library card number. So we don't have to go set up tables and fill out papers and have kids take forms home anymore. Kids know their student ID number because that's how they get their lunch. And that also functions as their library card number. It's a really cool program.
That's really cool. All right. Speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org, for more on the library. And with back to school time in mind, let's use that as our prompt for Talking Books recommendations this week. Back to school. There's a lot of ways that you could go about this because there are a lot of books out there about school and going back to school and that experience of getting back into the classroom after the summertime, right?
That's right. And I'll go first, and I'll also warn you and listeners that I'm working from home this morning. I have a plumber in the house, and my chihuahua is in the background, very nervous about a stranger being in the house. So aww. Hear some barking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
We cannot hear the chihuahua, so and we kind of want to now. So if you could lean down a bit so that the chihuahua can make
There's
their own recommendations.
Of time, trust
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of time in the show. So I'll go first. I was thinking I'm a sucker for a classic campus novel, like a book that's set on a college campus with faculty hijinks or even better murder. But I didn't go that route today. I was thinking about kids going back to school and times of turmoil and uncertainty, and all of that was in my head, and that got me to thinking about the civil rights era and the desegregation of schools, and I want to recommend a beautiful book that came out late last year called This Is Your Time, and it's by Ruby Bridges, who was, of course, the young girl who at the age of 6 was the first black child to integrate an all-white elementary school in Louisiana. And then, of course, many people know this image from the Norman Rockwell painting of her carrying her schools under her or her school books under her arm. And so she wrote this book. It's a wonderful book for, I would say sort of, you know, middle grade readers, maybe older elementary through middle school. And it's basically her telling her story. It's written as a letter to the reader about her life. And it's full of images, including the Norman Rockwell painting, lots of documentary photos. It's just a really, really wonderful book. So for anybody who's struggling with going back to school and thinking about the world right now and the nation right now and all of our conversations, it's a really great book. So it's by Ruby Bridges, and it's called This Is Your Time.
I gotta check that out. That one reminded me of one that I remember reading back when I was young growing up. When was this published? Back in 1984. So this is now close to a 40-year-old book. It's In the Year of the Boar and Jackie Robinson by Betty Bao Lord, which is about a Chinese girl in this case who moves to the United States in 1947, and she's attending school and learning to try to fit in. But it's at that time in American history when lots and lots of things are going on around, and the civil rights movement is really starting to ramp up, and Jackie Robinson is getting to be a big deal. This is his rookie season, and all of that is happening in the context of this young girl who is coming into a new country and trying to fit in and going to school in the U.S. for the first time. And that's a fun book too.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Victor?
So I went really literal with my responses this time
all
in
right.
terms of school required reading, which lots of those things are sort of bargain basement talking books topics. If I'm going to do something, I kind of want to flex a little bit on this show. So it's not going to be Great Gatsby or To Kill a Mockingbird or Catcher in the mm-hmm. Rye or Lord of the Flies or Animal Farm or any of those things.
Although speaking of flexing, you just like rattled off six great books
right
there. So.
Well, they're great books, but they're great books that I feel like all of us not only had to read in high school, but then revisited later, whether it was reading them alongside kids who were reading them
right.
or just trying to figure out, did I hate this book or is it good and I was just a baby. And one of the books that I had to read in high school, specifically in my last year of high school, was Beowulf. And
yeah.
I really, really liked reading Beowulf. And then the second part of that was reading pieces of the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Oh, yeah.
Which reading pieces of Gilgamesh made me want to go read the rest of Gilgamesh, because Gilgamesh is one of the wildest things I think I have ever read. And if anyone is at all interested in old-timey myths doing crazy things, you can not only listen to it, but there's a really good podcast called Mythology that will also just read it for you. And
nice.
You can listen to it in your car and really get this full picture of all sorts of crazy things happening with this ancient Assyrian king who just fights a man from a forest so much that they become best friends and wrestles a bull to the ground. And he's looking for the secret of eternal life. And it turns out eternal life is not only the friends he made along the way, but it's actually the story you're reading right now. His eternal life is that his tale will be told. Like, Gilgamesh has got everything you need.
Spoiler alert, come on.
I mean, I don't think there's spoilers for things from the 7th century BC.
You'd be surprised. Most things from the 17th century BC, I don't remember how they ended.
The 7th century.
Any of those, really. So you mentioned old-timey myths, and now I've got this image in my head of Gilgamesh just like sitting on a rocking chair on a porch, like making lapis lazuli jewelry and just talking about his...
Did I ever tell you about my old friend Enkidu? Oh, man. He was the hairiest man I ever met, I tell you what.
Weird names in this epic. Susan, you got any more recommendations?
No, I'm not sure that I can really top that, Aaron.
I mean, yeah. I can talk about Humbaba the Terrible if you'd like me to.
I'm going to pie you down right now, Victor. Hey, that's Talking Books. Again, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more on the library, including book recommendations. You can head to the website and get more on that. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all. Bye-bye.